Barry Today reporter Marg Bruinman was among the winners announced at Thursday night's Canadian Online Publishing Awards. Bruinman was honored with a silver in the Best Blog Column, Videocast, Podcast category for her reporting on the controversy around short-term rentals as part of Village Media's Big Read series, which utilizes long-form journalism to investigate issues and stories that require much more detail and explanation. As a veteran journalist, Marg is very adept at getting to the root of a story and connecting all of the dots together, said Barry Today editor Raymond Bowie. Because the issues around short-term rentals are being dealt with in numerous municipalities, this story was tailor-made for a Big Read by looking into what cities, towns and townships are doing to fix the problems, he added. For many people, short-term rentals are ruining their way of life as their neighborhood becomes overrun with late-night parties as well as people swarming the dock and the wider waterfront. It's breaking up friendships, it's putting neighbor against neighbor, said one man who has a cottage in Innisfil. Bruinman shares the honor with Collingwood Today editor Erica Engel for her story on microfibers showing up in the Great Lakes, and Sioux Today reporter James Hopkin for his story about a young girl from Garden River First Nation who vanished without a trace after being taken to a Thunder Bay residential school. All three reporters worked closely with Village Media Editor-in-Chief Michael Friscalanti in developing and fleshing out the stories as part of the Big Read series. Heidi Erlickson, who's a reporter at Sudbury.com, a sister site to Barry Today, also won an award last night for best continuing coverage of a story. Erlickson's story was about Laurentian University's insolvency and restructuring. Now in its 14th year, the Canadian Online Publishing Awards showcase some of the best work in the Canadian publishing sector. This year's crop of finalists came from 72 publishers from across the country.